This is the Phil Henry Show.
This is Margaret Gray, and I thought I'd begin things tonight a little bit differently. Phil, it's...
Yeah, fine.
All right. You don't seem to be too engaged.
No, I'm waiting.
You're waiting. All right. I thought I'd begin things a little bit differently tonight with this song called I Hate Donald Trump's Living Guts. I know that's very sharp and harsh.
Jesus.
I'm not asking your opinion, General.
Well, we're sitting here waiting, you know.
Yeah, we're...
I'm not asking anyone. I asked Phil's opinion.
Just let her do it.
Now, I don't want this to be read as anti-Trump. It's not anti-Trump, believe me.
No, not much. Hey, General.
Would you... The song is called I Hate Donald Trump's Living, Breathing Guts to the tune of The Sound of Music, okay? Does that help you out? In other words, it's not going to be completely hostile. It goes like this. I hate Donald Trump's living, breathing guts. Oh, I hate them all the way to there and back. I haven't written it yet.
Okay, thanks, Margaret.
You're welcome.
From the El Pacifico in Southern California, this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah! Swooping down from the higher elevations of audio entertainment from radio to the digital world. Phil Henry, and only Phil Henry.
Yes, migrating, more than anything else, migrating from the Valhallas across the River Styx in Avalon and beyond, even though those are places where the dead usually... What I'm trying to say, Phil, is that you are... Phil's not dead yet, but he's...
He's getting there.
He's get... God. Who's playing organ, by the way?
This Robert.
I'm playing.
Okay. I hate Donald Trump's living guts. Ouch. Now, can I ask a question at this juncture?
Go ahead.
Are all Swedes, do they all play hockey or...
Why do you say that?
Every time I look up here at the hockey game that Phil has on, because generally Phil, ladies and gentlemen, has on the hockey game. Some hockey game.
Well, I mean, it's the NHL playoffs.
All right, so that's... Oh, okay, so that's the big one, right?
Yeah, it's for the National Hockey League.
Yes, all right. Are they all... So that's America, isn't it?
Yeah, but Margaret, you know they have international players.
All right, I'm just trying to... So, because when I look up there and I see the hockey game going, I see Nordstrom and I see Sigerson and Sigurdsson, all of these Norwegians, you know.
Now, where'd you get this Norwegian?
You know, she thinks that they're African-Americans or are Norways.
What did you say?
All right, man. Norwegians.
No, Phil, the Norwegian is an American that lives in Norway, speaks fluent Norwegian.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Now, Margaret Gray is with us. You want to explain to me what a Norwegian is? Because I thought I knew what it was.
Yeah, a Norwegian.
Wait, Margaret's going to do it.
I'll do it, but a Norwegian is an American that traveled to Norway and settled there, and is now generations. We're talking Norwegians are Norwegians, all right?
Do they speak Norwegian?
Do they speak Norwegian?
Bud,
it's called Norwegian, isn't it? Isn't that it, General?
You're asking the wrong. What do you mean Norwegian?
I don't know. We got into this conversation, ladies and gentlemen.
Margaret, let me explain. We got into the Margaret's looking at the TV, and she sees a lot of Scandinavian names because I'm watching hockey. And she's wondering where they all came from, and I explained to you.
I know, Phil, that they're international players, all right? I get it already.
Yeah, and just like the NBA has them.
I get it. You guys are not listening to me.
You're saying that some of these guys are originally American.
I'm saying their bloodline goes to America, yes. So you're born. You're in Norway. You're a Norwegian, but you are ethnically Norwegian.
Ethnically Norwegian because you're part American.
Your bloodline goes to America, yes.
When did this take place?
When did what take place?
What are the migration of Americans to?
I don't know, Phil. At odd times, people were here. They got sick to death of it. They got sick to death of looking at you. Not you, but you and me. All of us together. They got tired of it. They got tired of being Americans. They said, well, where can we go? And a significant number traveled to Scandinavia and settled there. So their names are... You have a lot of people in Norway named Brown. Sven Brown, things like that.
What?
If you do that, bud...
All right, hold on.
I can't stand him.
What are you talking about? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
There's a lot of people in Norway named Brown.
Yes, Phil.
There's a lot of people...
Yes. And they're Norwegians. That's how you know.
So you know an American...
They're not American. They're Norwegians.
They're Norwegian.
Are you Irish-American?
Well, yeah, in part.
All right. That's what a Norwegian... They're just American-Norwegian.
Then why do they call them... Okay.
I don't know why they don't call them whatever they call them, but they call them Norwegian because that is Norwegian and American.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, I get it.
Thank you. I'm glad you got it.
Then why doesn't it, you know, like you say, why doesn't the American... excuse me. Why doesn't the American part come first?
Because it's a reverse. It's not Europe to North America, Europe to North America. That's the migratory direction. This turned it around. And so they flipped it around and they made Norway...
You're making that up, right?
Yes, but...
All right, so that's what a Norway... So in Norway, there are people...
They're Norwegian. Let me do it, because you guys will carve it a new ass as sure as God made green apples.
Look, Margaret!
No, I'll do it.
What do you mean it's God made green apples?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Go ahead.
Thank you, Phil, before I... Save me from a homicide charge.
Go ahead.
So, in Norway... There are Norwegians. Some are native Norwegians. Some, their bloodline goes all the way back in Norway. Some, the bloodline goes to England, Anglo, Saxon, and so on and so forth. Some, in fact, if you look at the peoples of Scandinavia, some go to the Middle East, many, many thousands of years, but some go to the Middle East. And there is a small contingent, but significant, of Norwegians who originated in North America, to wit... Okay, to wit, America, the United States.
And we know this because they have last names like Brown.
Yes. What is his problem?
Nothing.
They have last names like there are people over there like Kierkegaard Brown, or they have Stefan. That's a very Norwegian name.
What is?
Stefan. Isn't that a first name?
You're asking the wrong guy.
There's... Boy, Phil, you are so indignant.
You're asking the wrong...
What's the first name of the guy? Stelsgaard, right? That's a first name.
That's like a last name.
No, it isn't. For my purposes, it's a first name. And it'll be like Stelsgaard Ryan. It'll be like Stelsgaard Ryan. And Sven Brown. Those are the names.
If I went over to
Are you still arguing with me?
No, I'm asking. If I went over to the phone directory in Stockholm... And
and looked up, and you'd see a significant number. Smiths, Ryan, Brown, Walton is a big name in Norway.
You just, see?
She did, she started to laugh.
You did.
No, I did not laugh.
Yes, you did. And that proves you're putting us on.
I did not laugh, and I'm telling you the truth. As God is my witness. Ryan, Brown, Walton, Greensboro. There's another big name in the Stockholm directory is Greensboro. Like Goldsboro, that's it. The name, Kristen Goldsboro.
Forget it, man. You guys, Margaret, what are you, where are you getting this from?
Hey, you don't believe me, look it up, chump.
Yeah, like we got time.
All right. Well, if you don't have the time, make the time, all right? That's my philosophy. I'm Margaret Gray.